SBS Radio.
Kasama natin si Francis Bernard Balagtas. Kilala siya sa community, sa mga events dahil very supportive siya sa community. Nakikita natin siya laging postura, magandang, sabi nga ay damit pag sa mga events. Pero behind that is a haggard nurse. Kumusta, Francis?
Mabuti naman po.
Look at your profile. Medyo matagal ka na nag-work as a nurse. Can you give us the background? Paano at bakit nursing ang napili mo na profession?
I guess I was influenced by my mom, specifically back in 2002. So I started as an assistant in nursing muna. So yung time na yon, wala pa akong idea kung ano yung gagawin ko nung, that was what, when nearly 18 years ago. So sabi ni mommy, go to TAFE and see how you go with the assistant in nursing muna. So I went there, and from there, I guess after 1 year, I managed to go for a scholarship for the trainee enrolled nurse. After that, after 1 year traineeship, I went and worked at Blacktown Hospital as an enrolled nurse. So after that, while I'm working as full-time, nag-aaral ako as full-timer as well. Tapos yun, naka-graduate ako as to have that Bachelor of Nursing. So from then, I worked at sa Drug and Alcohol, sa community for a few years. Tapos nag-transfer ako sa Justice Health. So that's where I am now.
Tinignan ko yung profile mo, you also work with disability and home care?
I did. So basically, dun ako nag-training. Dun yung stepping stone ko from as a trainee enrolled nurse. And then I worked under sa disabilities dito sa Metro Residences at West Mid Hospital. So basically, they are the disabled children back then. And of course, they were grown up now. So they've been being nursed for more than at least 40 years. So it's something fulfilling, I guess, when you're looking after those type of patients that we do have in the community.
Nabanggit mo kanina you were influenced by your mom. Pero nung pumasok ka as assistant nurse, and then as enrolled nurse, working in the industry as a nurse, hindi mo ba naisip na ito ba talaga yung gusto kong gawin?
Well, unang-una that time, of course, wala akong idea kasi I was 18. And then eventually what inspired me the most is when looking after the aged care patients. They get closer to you kasi parang lola mo na yung mga grandparents mo sa Pilipinas. And the fact that when you look after them, you treat them as your family members at end. So you get attached to them. And ever since then, I guess I got, nag-enjoy na rin ako sa pag look after them. And it's part of my job na to make sure that they are looked after. Parang lola talaga, lolo mo na sila sa nursing home.
Karaniwan sa mga Filipino, maraming mga babaeng nurses, ano. Pero ngayon siguro dumadami na rin yung mga Filipino male nurses. Bilang ikaw, very active ka din sa community and working as a nurse, nakikita mo ba na very fulfilling yung trabaho mo as a nurse?
Definitely, very fulfilling yung trabaho natin bilang nurse. Kasi unang-una kasi, ang nursing, sinasabi nila mahirap sa umpisa. But later on, once you know na makita mo na okay, yung pasyente mo nag-improve, nagiging masaya ka na rin. And so satisfied ka na sa pagbibigay mo ng alaga sa kanila, pag-aalaga, and also yung nakita mo na they are improving, and that is fulfilling already na the fact na, oh, you help someone, you assisted someone for them to get well when it comes to patient self-care. Because we are taught naman kasi as part of our core values at work na we do patient-centered care, as we call. So basically, nakafocus talaga kami sa pasyente when it comes to looking after them. So once nakita mo yung pasyente na may sakit, after a few days nakita mo naglalakad na sila, na they're going for discharge, dun pa lang masaya ka na kasi alam mo na ginawa mo yung trabaho mo. At meron kang something na dinadala everyday na nakikita mo yung pasyente na nag-i-improve siya. So I guess that's what it is.
Masasabi natin na karamihan ng ospital o nursing care or even aged care, laging merong Filipino nurse, ano. At maging sa ibang special department, gaya ng Justice Health, meron din at ngayon dun ka nagtatrabaho. Anong kaibahan nito sa working in an aged care and then sa mga children at sa mga may disability at dun sa jail nga?
Sa tingin ko, wala namang masyadong diferensya aside from the physical activities sa mga nurses. So, looking after all patients, I guess from children to aged care to prisoners, or we still call them as patients. So, when it comes to, I guess, looking after those type of patients, ang pinaka-diferensya lang siguro is mga bata, are bata. So they have more, I guess you deal with the family members, like yung mother, yung father nila kapag nasa hospital. You only don't look after yung mga bata or yung mga pasyente mo. You also have to be aware na yung mga family members nila. So, and also that will be the same with the aged care. Kasi at the end of the day, pasyente at pamilya nila din yung palaging nakakausap mo, nakakasalamuha mo every day. So I guess the main thing that I guess that we always focus on is, as I said before, yung patient-centered care. We focus more on providing those care towards a patient, hindi yung namimili ka kung sino yung aalagaan mo. But then again, as we said, we have different specialties. I've done my training with sa mga bata, pediatric, and I also work with aged care, with medical patients. Iba-iba yung experience mo. So what I've been doing is to broaden my experience, work experience is nagtrabaho ko sa aged care, nagtrabaho ko sa medical, surgical, and then nagtrabaho din ako sa drug and alcohol, nagtrabaho din ako sa Justice Health. So yung specialty ko is, it's basically everywhere naman na. I would say na sinubukan ko lahat kung saan ako nag-enjoy. Kapag alam ko na kailangan ko na mag-move on, for instance, after 6 years, dun ako lumilipat at naghahanap ulit ng bagong experience or something that to tackle na, I guess, kuminsan they can say, nabobored ka na, you want something new, that's the time that we move on. So part of nursing, I guess, it's one of those type of movements that you go around and you learn new things. Kasi nursing is always something new na you will learn every single day when it comes to doing those activities or tasks as a nurse.
At siguro isa din doon yung sa tingin mo na nagawa mo na yung part mo sa mga bata, siguro sa iba naman ng mga pasyente, ano?
Yes, tama yun. Sometimes kasi kung araw-araw mo ginagawa, of course, meron kami tinatawag na clinical nurse specialist or clinical consultant. Sa mga ganung bagay, kapag alam mo na fulfill mo na yung gusto mong gawin, maghahanap ka na naman ng panibagong challenge sa buhay, so sa career mo as a nurse. And I guess, as I said, for myself, ginibigyan ko ng 5 years to 6 years sa isang department at tapos maghahanap ako ng panibagong challenge by saying, okay, galing ako ng aged care, lipat naman ako ng medical. So maraming kahit na sinasabi mo na nursing, titingnan mo yon, iba't iba sila. Maraming department ang nursings or mga sub-department. So hindi ka mabobored in a sense of wala ka ng ibang kung ginagawa mo yun everyday. Marami kang pwedeng gawin pa kahit na kung saan ka man pumunta sa mga iba't ibang hospital. Kapag nakita nila yung credentials mo as a nurse, marami kang experience, mas acceptable ka or in a sense of mas tatanggapin ka nila kapag nakita nila na, oh, meron siyang maganda yung background niya, marami siyang experience, hindi lang siya cardiac o hindi lang siya mga iba't ibang department. Meron kang specialty na ginagawa kami naman every year naman. At least, kami nag-aaral pa rin. Kahit nag-nursing, part ng registration namin, we are required to study at least 40 hours each year. Now, we need to complete that. Tapos, requirements yun.
Enhancements
and development, mga skills ng mga nurses.
So ngayon, ikaw ay nursing unit manager sa Justice Health, ano? Pero sa mga nakarang taon, from sa aged care hanggang sa mga bata, hanggang sa medical, surgical position or department, ano yung pinakamabigat na challenge para sa'yo?
I guess pinakamabigat na challenge is unang-una yung rotational shifting, diba? Sa lalo na sa mga pamilya mo, kapag may events, may mga birthdays, or may mga gathering, as a nurse, yun ang mga isang sakripisyo na sometimes kailangan mong gawin. Another, I guess, challenge will be, sometimes napapagod ka na rin, pero ang maganda doon is, alam mo na yung ginagawa mo talagang nakakatulong ka. Sabi nga nila, yung mga nurses are angels on the scrubs. And also unsung heroes. And marami tayong mga kababayan, also mga sa community na they are working so hard and they are sometimes overworked na rin. I guess that is one of the things that the challenges that we do have. Na kuminsan they get burnt out because one, shortage sa nurses, sa staffing level. I think that those are one of the challenges. Sometimes, you know, you need to be there kahit na as a manager na sa unit. Kung alam mo yung mga staff mo pagod na rin, you will be there and you will take leadership na tulungan sila or to be a role model to them na, okay, magtutulungan tayo as a team. And I guess the challenge there is to run the department. Kasi sometimes, kahit na sinasabi nila na maraming nurses na marami silang shifts or nag-overtime palagi yung mga nurses. Kasi unang-una is kulang talaga sa staff. Kulang tayo sa mga nurses kahit saan, kahit sa Pilipinas, kahit dito sa Australia. Kuminsan nagdo-double shift na sila, kuminsan pa nga day off na lang nila, papasok pa sila. So I guess yun ang challenge na that I have experienced na before pa na even I was only an assistant in nursing. Nagtrabaho ako ng 24 hours din diretso kasi kailangan nila na magtrabaho for, you know, in a sense, no, hindi naman financially, it's more of because na alam mo na kailangan sa trabaho dahil walang mag-look after din sa pasyente. At that time, nakikiusap talaga yung boss mo sa'yo eh. Bibigyan ka nila ng ilang oras na pahinga habang nandun ka sa facility, pero expected ka pa rin na magtrabaho in a sense of kung may emergency, parang on-call ka pero nasa facility ka. So yun ang I guess nahirap na nakita na naranasan ko, pero it's something na still fulfilling at also na masaya pa rin. Kasi I will not be on this profession for the last 14 years kung alam kong hindi ako nag-enjoy or hindi ako nakikita yung satisfaction towards that my career as a nurse.
Nabanggit mo 14 years in the service as a nurse, ano? Now that you are holding or you are the nursing unit manager, ilan yung bilang ng mga nurses under your management?
At the moment, during my as a nursing manager, normally ang hawak kong mga nurses is around 40s, 40 staff sa isang department. And also, wala pa yung mga clerical. And also, as part of that, we also deal with other allied health. So we're talking about mga physiotherapists, we're talking about doctors, mga other external members ng allied health. So, but mainly, at the moment, I'm looking around 40s na mga nurses that I will look after. But to manage a whole facility, last na the facility that hinawakan ko before is nasa at least 1,200 patients.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is the system that I manage to make sure that these patients are well, you know, well looked after by the nurses. And I do understand my staffing is quite difficult in a sense of you have to make your rosters and make sure na balance lahat. And it's still like, you know, I'm really pleased that I had a good team when it comes to my team where I was. Kasi nagsarado na yung, hindi naman na siya nagsarado, nag-transition siya from public to private. So yung sa Parkley. So at the moment, that's why I'm in Long Bay Hospital kasi nga in a transition of, it's a new department that I'm gonna be with. So at the moment, I'm in the secondment, which means I'm doing another role for a year. So after that, we're gonna be looking for another positions or something that will be open. And probably I'm gonna be looking back because as a nurse manager at this point of time, as I'm acting as one of the managers up in Long Bay.
Under your management, meron bang ibang mga Filipino nurses?
Well, definitely. There were. Nakakatuwa nga dahil nga yung mga fellow nurses mo na Filipino, marami sila. And alam natin na mga Pinoy masisipag talaga. And I'm very proud of that because kahit nasabihin nila na Filipino ka, as their manager is a Filipino, pinapakita pa rin nila na they are very professional and super sipag talaga. And wala kang masasabi at alam nila na kahit nakapa-Pilipino mo, nandun pa rin yung respect nila as their manager. And also the same way, parang it will vice versa that I do respect them and halos sila na they do understand the position na as a manager, as a nursing unit manager, I am very lucky to have those fellow kababayans. Not only, in fact, hindi lang naman kasi Pilipino ang mga nandun. We have other multicultural background. We will be proud of them as well na sila masisipag din naman. And hindi rin natin maiwasan na may mga tao, may mga staff members na very challenging, as you can see. Pero mainly mga Pinoy talagang nakaka-proud talaga na, hey, Pinoy siya. And I don't need to do anything else na pagsabihan sila. Kasi nandun na yung mutual understanding na, okay, you do your job, wala akong problema. Kung alam ko na may ginagawa kayo na hindi tama, pagsasabihan ko kayo or re-remind ko about your actual responsibilities, and I will let you know kapag may tama or mali. But otherwise, it's really nice to work with our fellow kababayans around here.
Sa tingin mo, bilang isang Filipino nurse, ano yung natatangi sa mga Filipino nurses na alam mo sa sarili mo na ito talaga yon, na talagang proud ako na coming from a Filipino background, maraming mga nurses na Filipinos at iba talaga yung pag-aalaga nila?
Well, one of the traits or katangian na I think that Filipino nurses do have is mas maalaga sila. They are very meticulous when it comes to making sure that they do provide the care towards the patient. And we also have that family, I would say, values. Kasi alam natin sa Pilipinas, kapag may isang taong sa pamilya mo may sakit, lahat na sila darating na. So ganun din sa ating mga nurses dito sa Australia, they will treat their patient as their family members. There's a professional boundary. As we all know, tayong mga Pilipino, maalaga talaga. So I guess that is one of the traits that I guess na different, or the differences that we do have from the other culture. In fact, most of the other cultures, like the I would say the Indian culture or the Lebanese culture, I guess they are also the same when it comes to family values. It's the family bonding. So kapag may ganun ka ng klaseng pasyente, alam mo na na maraming expect mo na yun, na marami din na darating na bisita. So we do respect that as Filipino nurses. We do understand that. So I guess that is one of the important thing that we have, that the difference from the other culture as well, is mas maalaga. Maalaga tayo, very conscientious tayo when it comes to work. And we also value the fact that we do extra mile for these people, for this patient.
Nagtrabaho ka rin as a director and talent manager, ano, and you also work with real estate. And having worked in the nursing industry for 14 years or so, pipiliin mo pa rin ba na maging nurse?
I will definitely still choose to become a nurse, simply because, one, it's a bread and butter in the family, you know, for you to have a stable job. Kasi yung mga sa real estate or in the directing event, by season din siya. But mainly, of course, the satisfaction, I would say that the only reason I'm still doing directing is I can see that when I see people enjoying the show, the events, that gives me satisfaction as well. Kung I know that with the real estate, if I see my clients who had done so well in their life, na hindi lang isa yung property nila, you know, they managed to get their portfolio to increase to 2, 3, or 4, and they are quite happy with their service, that is also another satisfaction. But of course, in nursing, nakikita mo na gumagaling yung pasyente mo, or the fact na nakita mo na nagawa mo lahat ng kailangan ng pasyente, even though the patient is palliative or is on the end care of their life, and you have given them the best care that they deserve, that is also a satisfaction deep in my heart na okay, like, you know, I've given this. Because basically what I wanted to make sure is when I get older, is the care that I've given towards my patient is the same care that I will receive in the future. Kasi sabi nga nila, kung anong gusto mong mangyari sa'yo, di ba, that you will exactly receive it as well. So ganun din yun naman yung principle ko sa buhay, is kung anong gusto mong dapat na mangyari sa'yo or gawin nila sa'yo, dapat gawin mo din. It's also for me the way to give back to the community, na just to make sure that I give respect to the patients that I have and to deliver the best of myself to them. Para at least, alam mo na tama yung ginagawa mo. Like, ginawa mo yung lahat to make sure not to give comfort to those patients. Kasi I've been a patient myself, and I know how difficult it is to be a patient. Lalo na kapag hopeless ka na, like you are so unwell and not knowing na what you will do. And that is, I'm also relating myself to that. Kung if I put myself on that situation, without those nurses sa hospital, kahit saan, kawawa ka. You know, if needing be. But because of these great nurses in our community, in the hospital or anywhere else, they are God-sent angels. As I said, I could say that, you know, they are definitely there. And they are deserving to be, I guess, to be acknowledged.
Thank you very much, Francis, for sharing your well-served profession.
Oh, that's a pleasure. Like, you know, I'm here to voice out. Kasi nga, as I said, they were unsung heroes. Most of the nurses that we do have here, and there's a lot of them here who are deserving to be acknowledged. Lalong-lalo na mga Filipino nurses, di ba? Not only here in Australia, but also around the world. Marami tayong mga nurses sa Pilipinas din, sa Saudi Arabia or Europe. So I guess these people will, you know, I will say kapag sa mga family members nila or so, please understand them na, because they can't help it na because of their rotational shifts, they don't have say about that. It's more of making sure that they know how to juggle their timetable, their schedule. And mahirap nga talaga kapag you miss out on few things, di ba? So otherwise, it's a humbling profession. And I think I will be doing nursing for the next another 30 years or so. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
sbs.com.au/ Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.